Adorno was the lead author of The Authoritarian Personality, published in 1950. The book presented evidence that people holding conservative views scored higher on the so-called F scale, F for fascism, and were hence in dire need of therapy. The political scientist Herbert McCloskey likewise diagnosed conservatives as a pre-fascist personality type, comprising mostly the uninformed, the poorly educated, and the less intelligent. Lionel Trilling famously reduced conservatism to a series of irritable mental gestures which seek to resemble ideas. For McCloskey, Adorno, and establishment liberals generally, conservatism was at best the human face of the madness of Nazi-style fascism. It's tempting to say these theorists merely threw a patina of pseudo-scientific psychobabble over the propaganda leaflets of Stalin's Third International. But the tactic was more sophisticated than that. The essential argument was brilliant in its simplicity. The original Marxist explanation of fascism was that it was the capitalist ruling class's reaction to the threat of the ascendancy of the working classes. The Frankfurt School deftly psychologized this argument. Instead of rich white men and middle-class dupes protecting their economic interests, fascism became a psychological defense mechanism against change generally. Men who cannot handle progress respond violently because they have authoritarian personalities. So, in effect, anyone who disagrees with the aims, scope, and methods of liberalism is suffering from a mental defect, commonly known as fascism. The Columbia University historian Richard Hofstadter was the Frankfurt School's most successful publicist. For Hofstadter, American history was a tale of liberals decapitating fascist hydra heads in every chapter. His work dripped with the language of the authoritarian personality. In Pseudo-Conservative Revolt, which later became part of the paranoid style in American politics, Hofstadter used psychological scare words to describe the crypto-fascist menace within: clinical, disorder, complexes, thematic apperception. As Christopher Lash writes, the authoritarian personality had a tremendous impact on Hofstadter and other liberal intellectuals because it showed them how to conduct political criticism in psychiatric categories, to make those categories bear the weight of political criticism. This procedure excused them from the difficult work of judgment and argumentation. Instead of arguing with opponents, they simply dismissed them on psychiatric grounds. It didn't take long for such psychological theorizing to break its banks and become an all-purpose solution to the social question, as progressives used to put it. Indeed, modern psychology was a perfect substitute for the social gospel. Militarism, Thurman Arnold's religion of government, social control, and even eugenics.